boys game with Lincoln Lutheran and Hastings St. Cecilia to tip off in just a couple of minutes here. St. Cecilia boys coming into this contest with a record of 14 wins and one loss on the season. The Blue Hawks facing a Lincoln Lutheran team that is 5-9 on the season. But the Blue Hawks at 14-1, the only loss right before Christmas to Gretna, but they've won some big ball games just recently over Grand Island Central Catholic in the championship of the Centennial Conference Tournament. That was the last outing for the Blue Hawks, and they won 42-39 one week ago in Lincoln. And so the Blue Hawks have had a chance to get ready for Lincoln Lutheran, and they have won 9 games in a row, in fact. So the Blue Hawks have won 9 in a row, including that 42-39 win over Grand Island Central Catholic, and they are 14-1 on the basketball season. And St. Cecilia has been doing it on both sides of the ball, as you would expect. And again, this year, defensively, allowing their opponents only 35 points a game. The Blue Hawks are scoring at 57 points a clip on the basketball season. St. Cecilia, overall, shooting 49% from the floor. Their opponents shooting only 33% from the field. St. Cecilia has been turning the basketball over only 10 times a game, 9.9 times per game, and their opponents 14.5 per contest. And St. Cecilia being led by Dalton Seeley and Zach Stirrup in the scoring. Seeley 13.6, Stirrup 13.5, and Paul Gettert also in double figures at 10.4 scoring on the season. Gettert and Stirrup leading the rebounders. Stirrup at 8.1 rebounds a game, and Stirrup leads the rebounders, and Paul Gettert at 7.6 rebounds per contest, and Dalton Seeley 3.5 rebounds per contest. So St. Cecilia, after the football championship, has really been coming into shape, and we're well past that of getting over the football season, but they have just been getting better as this season has moved along, and of course that's what you're looking for as the Blue Hawks take on Lincoln Lutheran here tonight. And St. Cecilia will be looking for victory number 15, their only game of this particular week. But next week for St. Cecilia comes that monster week ahead for the Blue Hawks, so they certainly want to go out here and keep the momentum going, play well, and get ready for next week. But Lincoln Lutheran's on the docket tonight. But as you probably know, next week for St. Cecilia, all road games, 3 road games, at Adams Central Tuesday in that big city shootout. That'll be a jam-packed Adams Central gymnasium, I'm sure, on Tuesday. Then next Friday night, St. Cecilia goes to Grand Island Central Catholic for that rematch with the Crusaders. That should be a battle. And then next Saturday at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, St. Cecilia is going to play Omaha Scott Catholic, a team that's leading Class B in the point totals, lost, I believe, only 3 basketball games. That's next Saturday in the final game of that day at 8 o'clock next Saturday night. So it's Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Omaha Scott Catholic next week for St. Cecilia. But that's next week. The Blue Hawks certainly cannot overlook the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors, as Lincoln Lutheran, with only 5 wins and 9 losses, but Eric Alloway has this basketball club coming in to Hastings with the 5 wins and the 9 losses. In fact, Lincoln Lutheran, and I'm sure Coach Alloway is hoping that his guys have some legs. They had to play last night on the road at Fort Calhoun and lost 63-61. So they lost a close one on the road last night at Fort Calhoun. They dropped to 5-9, and they have to get on the bus and come to Hastings today and take on St. Cecilia. Earlier this week, Lincoln Lutheran defeated Concordia 52-33 to win their 5th game of the basketball season. So they have victories this season over Cozad, Gruning Davenport early on at the Hastings College preseason tournament back in early December. Other wins over Aquinas Catholic, Raymond Central, and Concordia. And the Lincoln Lutheran losses have come to teams like Lincoln Christian, a very good team, a 9-5 Fairbury team, a 13-2 Wilbur Claytonia team, a couple of losses to Bishop Newman and their pretty good ball club, a 14-2 Syracuse team, a 12-3 Milford team, so, and a 15-1 Grand Island Central Catholic team. Central Catholic defeated Lincoln Lutheran to start the season for the Warriors. Central Catholic beat them 65-53. So some teams with very good records, very good basketball teams, have defeated Lincoln Lutheran. So they'll come into this basketball game with 5 wins and 9 losses. But they have lost to some very good teams. And St. Cecilia will be expecting a battle here tonight for Lincoln Lutheran, led this season by Eric Beckman. He's the 6'4 junior in the middle. 9.8 points, 8 rebounds a game. He leads the way there. Connor Shelton also averages in the 9-point range, about 9.5 per contest. Logan Wackel averages 8 points per game for the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. Beckman also leads the team in steals, about 2 a game. Jason Hassler leads in assists, the 5'11 senior, at just about 4 per game. And again, Beckman, the leading rebounder, at 8 per contest. Lutheran is scoring at a 47-point clip this season. They're giving up 53 per contest. They only shoot 38% from the field. Well, St. Cecilia, if they have good field goal defense tonight, will be one of the keys for a St. Cecilia victory, as the Warriors shoot only 38% from the field and 58% from the foul line. But Connor Shelton is an 83% free throw shooter. So St. Cecilia, we'll see what they do with Lincoln Lutheran here tonight as the Warriors come in 5-9 and the Blue Hawks at 14-1. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we'll have the starting lineups for you in the first quarter play-by-play after this 90-second timeout.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
And welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia High School. Blaine Bulis with you. The boys' game about to tip off. St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran. For the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors, they will start the 5'11 senior Connor Shelton, 6'1 sophomore Logan Wackel, 6'4 junior Eric Beckman, Jason Hassler, a 5'11 senior, and Zach Toby, a 5'11 sophomore for the Warriors. St. Cecilia will start their usual suspects. Dalton Seeley, the 6'2" senior, leads the team in scoring, just above Zach Stirrup's 13 points a game. Zach Stirrup, the 6'10" junior, will start. Paul Gettert, the 6'4" senior. Joe Ryan, a 6'2" senior. And Bo Schwenka, a 6'2" senior for St. Cecilia. As the Blue Hawks at 14-1, the Warriors at 5-9 on the basketball season. St. Cecilia will be, of course, the home team here will be in the home white. Lincoln Lutheran in their traveling blue with the white numerals and trim. So 5-9 Warriors and the 14-1 St. Cecilia Blue Hawks in this boys' game. The girls' game won by St. Cecilia by the score of 51-40. Here in our first of two here on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio in Hastings, Nebraska. Out come the Warriors, and it is Eric Beckman coming out there. Connor Shelton, Logan Wackel, Jason Hassler, and Zach Toby. It is Joe Ryan, Zach Stirrup, Bo Schwenka, Paul Gettert, and Dalton Seeley for St. Cecilia. Of course, Dalton signing to play football at Hastings College, continue his education earlier this week along with Tim Krikak of St. Cecilia. They signed their letters. They're going to be football players, continue their education at Hastings College. But it's basketball in Dalton's mind tonight. Stirrup controls the tip for the Blue Hawks. Man-to-man defense for Lincoln Lutheran. Schwenka front court. First possession of the game, and we're underway. Boys contest to Gettert. Gettert loops it into the lane to Stirrup. He will grab it, shoot, and miss. Partially blocked from behind by Beckman. And Beckman grabs the basketball. So Zach got free, but Beckman got back to block that basketball and came down with the ball. Duhawks start out in the man-to-man, and Eric Beckman with it for the Warriors. Their first possession of the game. Pass underneath, it goes to Zach Tobey. Top of the key now to Jason Hassler, the senior. Right side to Wachel, the sophomore. To Shelton. Top of the key to Beckman on the right wing. Stirrup of the defense there. Cross-court pass shot going to be put up this time by Connor Shelton. It's good. First shot of the game goes down for the Warriors. And they lead it by the score of 2-0. So Lincoln Lutheran with the lead of 2-0. St. Cecilia Getter turns from 7. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Shelton. 2-0 Warriors. They have the basketball. 1 minute gone in the ball game. Wachel deep in the left corner. Now to Beckman. Eric in the lane. Works against Stirrup. Cut off there. Back out to Logan Wachel, the sophomore. Two sophomores in the starting lineup. Tobey and Wachel. Wachel puts up a shot. Going to roll off. No good. Stirrup grabs the rebound. 6'10 junior clears for St. Cecilia to Schwenka. Schwenka front court for St. Cecilia. Still on the dribble to the baseline. Puts up a shot off the glass and rim and good. Good drive and score. Both Schwenka were tied at 2. Connor Shelton in the game. He's a starter. He's a senior. Hassler's a senior. Beckman's a junior. And the two sophomores for Lincoln Lutheran. Warriors with the ball. We're tied at 2. Eric Beckman with it, trying to get Stirrup away from the basket a little bit as the Blue Hawks be in their man-to-man defense. Right side to Zach Tobey, the 5'11 sophomore. Pass is deflected by Stirrup, but Tobey grabs it back now. Inside to Beckman. He turns on Stirrup, puts up a shot. It'll be in and out and back down. Nice shot there. Kind of the jump hook there by Eric Beckman. 4-2. Warriors in the lead. Front court, Schwenka. Bow with the basketball. Right side to Gettert. Gettert to Seeley on the baseline. Back out to Ryan. Left side to Schwenka. Cut off at the baseline. Inside to Gettert. Turn shot put up and good. Paul Gettert with a quick move inside and scores. And we're tied at 4. Beckman at 6'4 and 6'1 Wachel. So Warriors not too big. There's a driving shot up and good. Jason Hassler with the field goal. 6'4 Warriors. They have their third two-point lead. St. Cecilia front court. So St. Cecilia with the height advantage with the stirrup 6'10 to get her 6'4. A Warrior goes down. Beckman and a foul going to be called. Lincoln Lutheran wanted the offensive foul. They don't get it, and it's a foul called. And Jason Hassler. Hassler coming over to help after Beckman hit the floor, commits the foul for the Warriors. And Stirrup will go to the line to shoot 2. 6-4, Warriors, 5:18 to go. First quarter, Zach Stirrup to shoot 2. Up and good. He has his first point. 6-5, Lincoln Lutheran. Stirrup averages 13-plus on the season. Dalton Seeley also a 13-plus score. Paul Gettert in double figures in scoring for St. Cecilia at 10. Two free throws made there by Stirrup. We're tied at 6, third tie of the game. St. Cecilia has not led yet. 5:12 to go. Backcourt, it's Hassler. Jason into the front court. Passes right side. It goes to Wachel. Wachel inside to Beckman. Works against Stirrup. Turns there, giving up about 6 inches of height there. Passes it back out to Hassler. Hassler now to Wachel. Wachel inside the lane. Lost control. Picks it up. Now will fake. Shoot and roll off. No good. Stirrup with the rebound. Nice fake and a good move by Wachel there. He just missed the shot. Seeley will drive. Lost control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And it's off Dalton, and the Blue Hawks turn it over. It'll be Lincoln Lutheran ball. Seeley headed for the hoop. Had a path, but lost control of the ball as the defense headed his way, and it'll be Lincoln Lutheran ball. First turnover of the game. Into the scoring zone is Zach Tobey, and he's fouled at the timeline by St. Cecilia's Bo Schwenka. First foul of the game on St. Cecilia, and the Warriors who inbound on the near sideline right below us here at center court at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia High School, 6-6 tie, 4:33 and running in the first quarter. Jason Hassler for Lincoln Lutheran in the left corner. Back out to Eric Beckman, the 6'4 junior. Pass underneath now to Wachel. He turns, shoots over Seeley, off, no good. A fight for it, and Getter grabs it for St. Cecilia. Paul gets a hold of it. Not many are going to take it away. Getter with the rebound now, and St. Cecilia in front court. Lob inside to Stirrup. He's on the baseline. One dribble. Passes it cross court to Schwenka. Schwenka got away maybe with a double dribble there, but to Seeley. Now to Ryan. To Gettert. Looks inside for Stirrup. Finds him. Turns. Shoots. Misses. Rolls around. Grabbed by Beckman. Beckman with the rebound. Beckman gives up weight and height to Stura, but Zach missed that shot inside. Wackel with the basketball. To Connor Shelton. Connor deep on the left wing. Passes it into the corner to Beckman. They're making Stura work defensively. Beckman falls down and travels. Turnover Lincoln Lutheran there first. Philip Hamburger checks in. First substitution for the Blue Hawks. He's a 6-foot sophomore wearing number 20. Joe Ryan goes out. Hamburger, Stirrup, Gettert, Seeley, and Schwenka. 3:38 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at 6. Lake Cecilia still looking for its first lead of the ball game. Inside to Stirrup. Goes for the hoop. Puts a shot up. Going to be tipped off there. No good. Back out to Seeley on the long rebound. St. Cecilia gets a Seeley drive, shoots and scores. Up and under for Dalton Seeley in the bucket. First lead for St. Cecilia at 8-6. 3:15 to go, first quarter. Front court, it's Jason Hassler, the senior. For Lincoln Lutheran in the corner to Walker. Logan with it. Out to Beckman. Beckman bounce pass to Connor. Shelton takes a three-point shot off the backboard and rim. No good. Seeley grabs it for St. Cecilia. Dalton Seeley for the Blue Hawks with the left-handed dribble across the timeline. Still with it. Inside the lane, dishes in the corner to Schwenka for three. In the air, in the hole, Bo Schwenka. Five for Schwenka. St. Cecilia now leads it 11-6. A quick timeout. Eric Alloway for Lincoln Lutheran. We'll take one with 2:49 to go first quarter. St. Cecilia 11, Lincoln Lutheran 6, back in 30 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium, 11-6 St. Cecilia with 2:49 to go in the first quarter of play. The St. Cecilia boys scored the last five and jumped out to a five-point lead. A final score in that Twin Valley Conference Girls Championship game. Silver Lake stays unbeaten. The Mustangs beat the Lawrence Nelson Raiders 29-17. That is the final score. Silver Lake 29, Lawrence Nelson 17 in the Girls Championship. The boys game to follow. And those games on KLIQ 94.5 Debris. That's Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson in the boys game. Kansas has a 20-point lead on Nebraska in the men's game with about a minute to go in Lawrence, Kansas. Lincoln Lutheran with the basketball. Luke Wackel now to Beckman from 15. His shot will roll off there. No good. Rebounded by Hamburger. Hamburger to Schwenka. They see it controlling the boards. Front court now to Joe Ryan, who's checked back again. Ryan shot up short. No good. Rebounded out of there. Tip two. Logan Wackel. Wackel to Beckman. He runs into Hamburger, but no whistle there. Incidental contact there. Connor Shelton deep in the left corner for Lincoln Lutheran. Saints to see it by five. Logan Wackel, the sophomore. Left side to Shelton to the baseline. Cut off there, back out to Beckman. Eric with it. Passes it cross-court to Hassler. Tipped away from him, stolen by Schwenka. Schwenka ahead to Seeley. He will try to jam it and miss the jam. Seeley misses the jam, and it's a foul call in the rebound. So Dalton had a chance to stuff that one, and he missed the dunk shot, and the rebound went to Lincoln Lutheran, and Saints to see a foul on the play. And the foul on Paul Gettert. Non-shooting situation, so it's still 11-6. The Saints to see it misses the dunk shot there, and Lincoln Lutheran will get the ball on the non-shooting foul situation. Hassler has the ball in the front court and away from the basketball. A foul called on Joe Ryan of St. Cecilia as he holds up one of the Warriors. Trying to get open for a pass. Zach Stirrup back in for St. Cecilia. He checked out for a few minutes as Ryan came back in, but Stirrup now back in. Dalton Seeley goes out. Back Toby in there, and going out for the first time is Logan Wackel. For Lincoln Lutheran as they inbound the basketball. Bounded out to Hassler. On the wing, a shot by Connor Shelton is going to be no good. Stirrup clears. St. Cecilia, Ethan Walls, a 6'2 senior's in for Lincoln Lutheran. There's a long front court pass to Ryan for St. Cecilia to Gettert. He shoots and scores. Gettert is fourth point on the assist from Joe Ryan. St. Cecilia has scored the last 7 points, and it's 13-6. In fact, the last 9 points of the game, St. Cecilia scored. So a nine-point run. St. Cecilia, Joe Ryan forcing a Lincoln Lutheran player out of bounds on the far side. And what do they say? Foul called not on Joe, but Bo Schwenka was also there, and Schwenka picks up his second. So Schwinger gets his second foul with 1:26 to go. Alex Klein, a 6'4 senior in there for Lincoln Lutheran. Eric Beckman will get a breather. Beckman's had to face Zach Stirrup all evening long. And Simon Ostrander checks in, the 5'9 sophomore for St. Cecilia. Ostrander and Hamburger and Ryan and Stirrup and Paul Gettard for St. Cecilia. First rest for Schwinke. He goes out with those two fouls. 13-6, Blue Hawks on a 9-point run. There's a drive shot going to be no good by Hassler. Tipped around and grabbed by Ryan. Ryan out of Gettard. Gettard quickly front court. He will drive, put up a shot and score. Paul Gettard with six. He attacking the basket tonight. St. Cecilia, 11-point run, leads 15-6. Connor Shelton to the free throw line. In the lane, puts up a shot blocked by Stirrup. Grabbed by Klein. The Warriors have the ball back. Toby has it. Driving into the lane, shot by Walls. He tried to go up with it, knocked away from him and out of bounds. It stays with the Warriors with 50 seconds to go. Dalton Seeley back in for St. Cecilia. Ethan Wackel, a 5'9 senior in for Lincoln Lutheran. We understand Ethan and Logan are brothers. The sophomore starts. Ethan Wackel comes in, the senior for Lincoln Lutheran. They have the ball inbounding at 15-6. Blue Hawks inbounded to Hassler. Jason with it on the right wing. Ostrander playing defense for St. Cecilia to the baseline. Hassler stops and pops from 15 and scores. Jason Hassler with his second field goal. 15-8. That breaks the 11-point St. Cecilia run. It was 6-4 Lincoln Lutheran, then it was 15-6. So 11-point St. Cecilia run broken there by Hassler's field goal. 28 seconds to go. Hamburger bounce pass to Seeley. Looks like St. Cecilia wants to hold for the final shot of the first quarter. 15-8. Ostrander has it now to Hamburger. He's near the timeline with 18 seconds to go. Hamburger hands it to Ostrander with 14. Clock continues to run. Late in the first quarter, St. Cecilia going for the final shot of period number one. Hamburger with it now between the rings, 25 feet from the basket, left side to Ostrander with 5. Top of the key to Seeley. He will get inside the lane down to Ostrander in the air for 3. Bounces out, no good. The tip shot is good by Stirrup, but it will not count. Time had expired before the tip goes down by Zach Stirrup. That's the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia, after 1:15, Lincoln Lutheran 8. We'll be back with the second quarter in 30 seconds.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Back for period number two at Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. High school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio as the St. Cecilia boys have an 11-point run in that first quarter. Trailed 6-4, had an 11-point run, led 15-6, lead 15-8 after the first quarter. 6 points for Paul Gettard and 5 for Bo Schwenke leading the way. For St. Cecilia, Seeley, Schwenke, Ryan, Gettard, and Stirrup come out. Connor Shelton, Zach Toby, Jason Hassler, Eric Beckman, the junior back in. And Logan Wackel. There's a steal by Seeley. He will drive, shoot, and it will roll off. No good, but Dalton's fouled. The steal there by Seeley, and he was fouled on the other end after that steal. Jason Hassler picks up his second. Dalton Seeley will go to the line to shoot 2. Dalton averages 13. He scored 2. That shot just rolled off. But he'll shoot 2. 15-8 Blue Hawks. Seeley's free throw up and good. He has 3. 16-8 St. Cecilia. Dalton eyes the second free throw. The Blue Hawks, a 60% free throw shooting team. You know they'd like to improve on that as we closer to tournament time. Ethan Walls quickly off the bench, the 6'2 senior. Hassler goes out with 2 fouls now and 4 points for the Warriors, but he goes out of there with his 2 fouls. St. Cecilia with backcourt pressure. Zach Toby in the backcourt for Lincoln Lutheran. 17-8 as Seeley makes 2 free throws. Blue Hawks with a 9-point lead. Front court now with the basketball is Logan Wackel. In the corner now to Ethan Walls. Walls guarded by Gettard. Now to Eric Beckman on the right wing. Stirrup with the defense there. Beckman in, but gives up his dribble pass underneath. Is tipped out of bounds. Saved by Wackel, but it goes to St. Cecilia. Seeley long front court pass to Gettard. He will drive, shoot off the rim, no good, but Paul Gettard is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 for St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia attacking the basket. Gettard, especially tonight, going for that hoop. Him and Dalton Seely. Gettard goes to the line to shoot two. He has six. Three field goals that first quarter for Paul, who averages 10 a game. He's up over the double-digit average on the season of 10.4 and 7.6 rebounds. Seven for Gettard. It's now 18-8. St. Cecilia's largest lead now of 10 in the game. Second one by Gettard is up and good, so he has eight. And the lead now at 19-8. St. Cecilia up by 11 with 7:24 to go before halftime. Zach Tobey into the scoring zone to our right here for Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors in the traveling blue and white tonight. Baseline shot put up there by Walls from deep in the corner is no good. The rebound to Schwenker. One and done for Lincoln Lutheran. They've had no offensive rebounds that we can recall here. And there's a pass knocked out of bounds off a leg of Lincoln Lutheran. Ethan Wackel, a 5'9 senior in for Lincoln Lutheran. Going out is Logan Wackel. So brother for brother there, Ethan in for Logan. Inbounded to Seely. St. Cecilia ball to Stura. Back out to Schwenka for three in the air. In the hole, Bo Schwenka. Eight for Schwenka. St. Cecilia continues to move the lead up. Now it's 14, 22-8. 6:50 to go. We were tied at 2-4 and 6, but at that point, St. Cecilia has taken over things. Outscored the Warriors 16-6 from that point. Inside, pass tipped away, out of bounds. It's off Schwenka. It'll stay with the Warriors. And Ethan Wackel, the 5'9 senior, to inbound for the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran, looking for their sixth win of the year this season. Wackel inbounds long. It's tipped away by Schwenka. Bo goes for the basketball. It's tipped into the backcourt, and running it down will be Zach Tobey for Lincoln Lutheran. So Schwenka had to go to the floor to try to steal that one as he went after it. And Zach Tobey went and got it for Lincoln Lutheran. Trying to save the ball from going out of bounds this time is Ethan Wackel, but it hits the backboard and stays out of bounds, so the Warriors turn it over. And timeout Lincoln Lutheran. We'll take a timeout with 6:26 to go in the first half. St. Cecilia 22, Lincoln Lutheran 8. Back right after this.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
To go before halftime, 22-8. Blue Hawks in the lead as they have the basketball. Schwenka takes a 16-footer, and it's good. Bo Schwenka has five this quarter, 10 in the game. And St. Cecilia ups the lead to 24-8. Blue Hawks up now by 16, 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. There's a pass for Connor Sheldon off his hands and out of bounds, and Lincoln Lutheran turns it over second straight time down the floor, and St. Cecilia has placed themselves in good position this first half. They've taken over this basketball game to force the issue in the offensive zone and rebounded very well in the defensive zone. Schwenke inside to Sturf. He will drive, shoot, no good. Rebounded by Seely, and he scores. Dalton Seely on the offensive board and scoring. Another quick timeout for Lincoln Lutheran. The Blue Hawks have upped the lead to 18, 26-8. So we will take yet another timeout. 5:45 to go before halftime. Saints see a 26. And Lincoln Lutheran 8 back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Back at Chapman Gymnasium, St. Cecilia had an 11-point run in the first quarter. And since we were tied at 6 in the first quarter, St. Cecilia has outscored the Warriors 20-2. Nebraska loses its men's basketball game at Kansas 75-64 today. That one just ended. Earlier today, the Nebraska women's stand beating Texas A&M 71-60. Silver Lake has won the Twin Valley Conference Girls Basketball Championship, and Adams Central loses to Wood River in the consolation game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. The Patriots finish fourth there. Adams Central plays Ravenna for the championship on the boys' side tonight. There's a running shot and good. Jason Hassler drives, takes it right to the hoop and scores. He has six, 26-10, St. Cecilia with the 16-point lead. Dalton Seeley in the front court for St. Cecilia on the left wing, inside to Gettert. Shoot a 10-footer, and it's going to be partially deflected, and they call jump ball. A jump ball call there, and St. Cecilia will play defense. Jump ball call was Gettert tied up on the shot, so good defense there by Lincoln Lutheran. Inbounded to St. Cecilia as they retain possession on the alternate possession on the jump ball call. Simon Ostrander now to Seeley. Seeley back to Ostrander. Hamburger also out there with Stirrup and Gettert. Inside to Gettert. He will turn and score. Paul Gettert with 10. He's just dominating things inside. St. Cecilia using their height and physical ability here inside. Over the outman, Lincoln Lutheran Warriors so far. There's a shot from the wing. Going to be short. No good. Stirrup there to rebound. That missed shot by Walls. Zach Stirrup with the rebound to Ostrander. Quickly front court to Gettert. 28-10, St. Cecilia. To Stirrup. Flies into the lane. Tries to get the jam. Misses the jam. Rebound, Connor Shelton. The Blue Hawks have missed two dunk shots in this game. They still lead by 18. Stirrup missed the jam there. He was flying through the lane. Got the basketball. His momentum. He had the jam, but it just was too strong on the put down, and St. Cecilia now gets a steal from Simon Ostrander. Ostrander with the steal. And St. Cecilia into the front court. 28-10, Blue Hawks. Hamburger with it to Zach Stirrup. Inside to Hamburger on the give and go. Left-handed shot up and good. Philip Hamburger with a little scoop shot with the left hand. And St. Cecilia has the lead at 30-10, up to a 20-point lead. Front court, it's Ethan Wackel for Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia with the great defense there. There's a foul on Philip Hamburger. A little too close there by Hamburger. But St. Cecilia will be right up in your face. You can count on it on the defense. Hamburger a little too close there. Matt Kissinger checking in for St. Cecilia. And Chase Bassett for the Blue Hawks. They get their first appearances, Kissinger and Bassett. So it's Hamburger and Kissinger and Ostrander and Bassett. Four guards and Zach Stirrup out there for St. Cecilia. 3:53 to go. It's 30-10. Blue Hawks have dominated inside. Now they have the four-guard system in there. There's a shot going to be an air ball way over the hoop, and the rebound shot up and good. By Jesse Toby. That air ball there, but Jesse grabbed it and scored, and it's 30-12. St. Cecilia now. Hamburger into the lane. He runs in too. Ethan Wackel. Wackel goes down. Hamburger goes down. They call a blocking foul on Lincoln Lutheran's Ethan Wackel. Hamburger will inbound. Non-shooting situation. That was a good collision. Both guys up there okay. St. Cecilia to inbound. Four fouls on Lincoln Lutheran. Five on the Blue Hawks this half. Kissinger now to Chase Bassett. Bassett for the Blue Hawks. Now to Matt Kissinger. Lincoln Lutheran now goes into a zone defense here in this second quarter. Off the inbounds pass, Hamburger to the baseline. Double team there, flips it back out to Kissinger. 30-12, St. Cecilia. Ostrander in the corner to Bassett. Look inside for Stirrup, but no pass. Back to Ostrander. They work against this zone of Lincoln Lutheran to the free throw line to Kissinger. Hooks a pass that's deflected, and Beckman grabs it. St. Cecilia turns it over there. Front court now. Jason Hassler, 30-12, 3 minutes to go before halftime. Ethan Wackel inside to Beckman. He turns, hook shot over Stirrup is no good. Rebounded by the Blue Hawks, and Hamburger into the scoring zone for St. Cecilia. To Zach Stirrup, goes to the baseline, drives, shot put up, going to be no good, but Bassett gets the offensive rebound for the Blue Hawks to Hamburger. Hamburger to Kissinger. Right side to Ostrander. Ostrander back out to Philip Hamburger, bounce pass to Stirrup. Zach with it. Back out to Ostrander. Shot put up from there is going to be off. No good. The rebound by Shelton controls it on the baseline. Connor Shelton with the rebound for Lincoln Lutheran. 30-12. St. Cecilia, 2:18 to go in the second quarter. Bounce pass in the corner to Ethan Wackel. The foul on the Blue Hawks there. Excuse me. An offensive foul going to be called on Eric Beckman. An offensive foul of Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia sends back in Bo Schwenka, Dalton Seeley, Joe Ryan, into the game. Stirrup stays out there, and Hamburger stays out there. So Kissinger and Bassett and Ostrander get some playing time, but they now sit down. Hamburger to control the basketball for the Blue Hawks, leading 30-12. That was an offensive foul, and Eric Beckman away from the balls. He pushed a Blue Hawk. St. Cecilia has the ball, leading by 18. Stirrup has it at the free throw line. Zach into the lane. Spins there, stolen out of there by Jason Hassler. Hassler with the steal there for the Warriors. St. Cecilia turns it over, and a good steal by Hassler. Now Schwenke dives on the floor after the basketball, and he tipped away. But Bo can't keep it from going out of bounds. So the Warriors win down far sideline. Paul Gettard back in for St. Cecilia. 1:54 to go in the first half. Philip Hamburger goes out for the Blue Hawks. Jason Hassler, the senior, to inbound far corner. 30-12. St. Cecilia with the 18-point lead. They've led by as many as 20 in the ballgame. It was a 6-6 tie in the first quarter. 24-6 production for St. Cecilia since then. Shot put up by Connor Sheldon. No good. Tipped around. Shot put up. It's going to be good. Alex Klein and the tipped ball got the rebound and scored. 30-14. St. Cecilia by 16. First bucket for Alex Klein. Stirrup at the free throw line. Kishwenka back to Stirrup. He's 14 feet from the basket now to Seeley on the left wing. Bounce pass inside to Stirrup. Triple team there, and he's fouled in the play. 16 foul on Lincoln Lutheran. They're not over the limit. So St. Cecilia will inbound underneath their own basket. Kishwenka to throw it in for St. Cecilia with 1:18 to go for halftime. It's 30-14. Warriors have scored the last four within 16. Ryan has it to Schwenke. Bo Schwenke to Stirrup. Right side to Seeley. Into the lane. Loops a pass inside to Stirrup. He will shoot and score. It will count, and he's fouled on the play. There's no way you're going to stop that. Seeley got it 2 feet from the basket. All he had to do was put it in off the glass and scored there, and he's fouled on the play by Connor Shelton. That's his first. Schwenke. Stirrup at the line, misses the free throw, and grabbed by Shelton on the rebound. So Zach has four, misses that free throw. 32-14, St. Cecilia by 18 with 1 minute to go in the first half. Lutheran with the basketball, Jason Hassler on the wing, Seeley with the defense. Shot put up for Logan Wackel's going to be off the iron, no good. Seeley goes high and grabs it for St. Cecilia. 45 seconds to go, long front court pass to Ryan. He will drive, shot put up, and he's whacked across the forehead there. Joe Ryan to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. Called on Lincoln Lutheran. Jesse Toby picks up his first. Joe Ryan, who has not scored, will go to the line to shoot two. 32-14 as Chase Bassett will check in for the Blue Hawks. It looks like for Joe Ryan. It's going to be five new ones in for Lincoln Lutheran coming in here. They'll bring five new ones in for the final 43 seconds. Bassett in, Schwenke out. Schwenke will sit down for St. Cecilia. He has 10 first half points. Joe Ryan makes the first free throw, 33-14. So Keaton Klein gets in there for the first time. Eric Beckman, a starter's back in for Lincoln Lutheran. Second free throw is no good. Beckman with the rebound, so one out of two for Ryan. Ethan Wackel back in there. He has the basketball, crosses the timeline, 33-14, 35 seconds to go. There's going to be a foul, going to be called an offensive foul on Ethan Wackel. He knocked down Joe Ryan, and Wackel picks up the foul. That's his second. So an offensive foul, player control foul, and will go to St. Cecilia. Ethan Walls back in there for ...14, Seeley in the backcourt for St. Cecilia. Dalton dribbles it across the timeline, now passes to Joe Ryan. Ryan now, and Seeley, what an offensive foul on Dalton Seeley as he headed on the far sideline. Offensive foul on Seeley. He gave up the basketball. He headed on the far sideline and picks up an offensive foul. 22 seconds to go before halftime. First on Dalton. And it's 33-14. In the backcourt, Zach Toby. Chase Bassett with the defense. Toby into the offensive zone for Lincoln Lutheran. 13 seconds to go. It's to Beckman. There's on the baseline. A little jump hook is going to be no good. Trying to get the rebound is Walls. It goes to the floor. Three players hit the deck. Four players on the floor. Jump ball called, alternate possession, stays with Lincoln Lutheran. Their turn to get it out on the held ball. Lincoln Lutheran to inbound underneath their own basket with 5.8 seconds to go. It's 33-14. Keaton Klein to inbound. Warriors would like to get one here before the half. Klein inbounds the basketball to Ethan Wackel. Puts up a shot blocked by Seeley, grabbed by Ryan, and he's fouled by Beckman. Joe Ryan grabbed the blocked shot and fouled in the backcourt by Eric Beckman. Joe Ryan to go to the free throw line and shoot two, and that's the 10th team foul on Lincoln Lutheran. So Joe Ryan's going to shoot two for St. Cecilia with 2.4 seconds to go. Ryan's first is up, going to be short off the rim, no good. Simon Ostrander and Philip Hamburger check in. Zach Stirrup, Paul Gettert go out. Gettert has 10, Stirrup has 4. Joe Ryan to shoot his second free throw here. 2.4 seconds to go. Ryan's free throw up and good. 34-14. Inbound pass. Shot going to be put up by Ethan Wackel at the buzzer. Going to be well short. Wouldn't have counted anyway, and that's the first half. And St. Cecilia has a 20-point lead, their second 20-point lead of the game. We're at halftime. St. Cecilia 34, Lincoln Lutheran 14. We'll talk about this first half in 90 seconds.
Call. When you need body work, you need to call Seeley Body Shop in Hastings. Seeley offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Seeley Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Okay, welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. Blaine Bulis with you. We're at halftime of the boys' contest, and St. Cecilia leads it by the score of 34-14. The Blue Hawks fell behind 2-0 and 4-2 and 6-4. We were tied at 2, 4, and 6. But at the point we were tied at 6-6, St. Cecilia starts to take over the basketball game. They have an 11-point run into the first quarter. End up leading after one quarter 15-8. St. Cecilia moved that lead up to 30-10 with 4:12 to go in the second half and have their second 20-point lead here at halftime, 34-14. So the Blue Hawks, after we were tied at 6-6, outscored Lincoln Lutheran 28-8 the rest of the first quarter and all of the second. 28-8 run there in the final quarter and a half for the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, and they lead 34-14 here at halftime. And the Bluehawks in that first half led by two guys scoring 10 points, Bo Schwenka and Paul Gettert. Gettert with four field goals, 2 out of 2 from the line. Schwenka with a couple of threes, a couple of two-point field goals. He has 10. 6 points for Dalton Seeley on 2 field goals, 2 out of 2 from the line. 4 points for Zach Stirrup on 1 field goal, 2 out of 3 from the line, and 1 field goal for Philip Hamburger. He has 2 points. Joe Ryan, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He has 2. Simon Ostrander, Matt Kissinger, and Chase Bassett also played but did not score for St. Cecilia. So 10 for Schwenka and 10 for Gettert to lead the way. And St. Cecilia, 8 out of 11 from the free throw line, and that's over 70%. The Blue Hawks shoot about 60% from the line, but shooting well there tonight. 8 of 11 from the free throw line in the first half. St. Cecilia with 15 points in the first quarter, 19 in the second, have 34 here at halftime. For Lincoln Lutheran, they have 5 players in the scoring column, but only one with more than 2 points. Jason Hassler has 3 field goals for 6 points and 2 points each on 1 field goal each for Connor Shelton, Eric Beckman, Jesse Toby, and Alex Klein. So 14 points for the Warriors, 8 in the first, 6 in the second. But again, they were outscored after we were tied at 6 all, 28-8 in the ball game. The final part of the first quarter and the whole second quarter. St. Cecilia outscores Lincoln Lutheran 15-8 in the first, 19-6 in the second. Blue Hawks lead 34-14 here at halftime as St. Cecilia looks for its 15th win of the season. Lincoln Lutheran at 5-9 on the basketball season. And they are down by 20 here at halftime, and Lincoln Lutheran has not shot a free throw in the first half. St. Cecilia leads it here at halftime by the score of 34-14 over Lincoln Lutheran here tonight. And we'll remind you some final scores for you, some other basketball games going on. First of all, at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament at Kearney Catholic in the girls' consolation, it was Adams Central losing to Wood River 49-35. The Adams Central boys take on Ravenna at 8 o'clock tonight in the championship. On the boys' side of things, you can hear those games, all of those games today, on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9. That's KKPR-FM. The Adams Central girls lose this afternoon. They finish fourth. They're now 12-7 on the season, and Adams Central and Ravenna in the boys' title game at 8 o'clock. On another of our sister stations, on the Breeze, 94.5, that's KLIQ-FM. Championship game of the Twin Valley Conference for the girls, won by Silver Lake. They stay unbeaten. Silver Lake 29, Lawrence Nelson 17 in the girls' championship. The boys' championship is underway. That's Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson. The Hastings College women and men have a doubleheader sweep over Briar Cliff. The women coming from behind and winning 70-64. And the Hastings College men beating Briar Cliff by the score of 96-81. So Hastings College still has at least a one-game lead on the women's side of things. And the Hastings College men staying in the thick of things on the men's side of the GPAC race. Hastings College will be home next Wednesday and Saturday, but a doubleheader sweep over Briar Cliff for the Hastings College women and men today. The Nebraska women's basketball team stays unbeaten by winning at home over Texas A&M 71-60 this afternoon. And late this afternoon into the evening, the Nebraska men lost at Kansas. Huskers lose by only 11, so they must have given the Jayhawks a pretty good battle. It was Kansas 75 and Nebraska 64. So in the first game here tonight, in the girls' game between St. Cecilia and Lincoln Lutheran, it was the Hawkettes 51 and Lincoln Lutheran 40. And at halftime of the boys' game, St. Cecilia on an 11-point run in the first quarter and a 22-2 run in the final part of the first half, the second quarter, and the end of the first quarter. St. Cecilia has outscored Lincoln Lutheran by the 28-8 margin. 28-8 after we were tied at 6. St. Cecilia has a 28-8 run on Lincoln Lutheran. Lead here at halftime by the score of 34-14. Let's take a timeout. When we return, we will have the third quarter of play after this 90-second timeout.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
34-14 as we welcome you back to Chapman Gymnasium as we're about ready to start the third quarter of the game against St. Cecilia. Got the engine running and perking along. We were tied at 2-4-6. And at that point, St. Cecilia goes on an 11-point run, and they ended the rest of the half outscoring Lincoln Lutheran by a 28-8 margin. They have a 20-point lead here at halftime. That has been the largest lead of the ball game for the Blue Hawks. Bo Schwenka comes out along with Dalton Seeley, Paul Gettert, Joe Ryan, and Zach Stirrup for St. Cecilia. 34-14, and the Blue Hawks missed a couple of dunks. I think it was unusual. They missed one there. Dalton Seeley tried to jam one down. That one was no good, and Zach Stirrup later in the half tried to down one. He missed that one, so two dunks missed by St. Cecilia. This would be an even wider margin. The basketball game. St. Cecilia had the basketball, shooting the basket to our right here. Jason Hassler comes out along with Logan Wackel, Eric Beckman, Connor Shelton, and Zach Toby for Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia ball, third quarter underway, 34-14 Blue Hawks. Stirrup inside to Getter, turn, shoot, shot short, no good. Tipped around, Getter grabs his own missed shot. Shoots blocked out of there by Beckman. Eric grabs the basketball. The two chances there by Getter, but Beckman blocks the second one and grabs the basketball. Front court, Lincoln Lutheran, Connor Sheldon with it. Right side to Jason Hassler. His shot in the air is good for three. Jason Hassler with nine. He's the only player for Lutheran with more than two. And he has nine in the game. 34-17, St. Cecilia. Ryan with it. Joe inside to Stirrup. Back to the basket. Now turns, faces the basket. One dribble pass. Stop at the key to Seeley. Right side to Ryan. Gets a screen but doesn't take the shot. Now to Schwenka. Inside to Gettert. Double team there. Shot is missed. Trying to get the rebound and scoring. This they're missing this time again is Stirrup. Missed his first shot. He tried to jam it. Hit the front of the rim as Zach didn't have control of it. Then grabbed the ball again and missed the second shot. Inside there to Hassler for Lincoln Lutheran. He turns, shoots from three. Going to be an air ball grabbed by Gettert. Long front court pass to Seeley. But Dalton will drive with the left hand off the glass and rim. Good. It will count and he fouled. Dalton Seeley with eight on the drive there. Seeley made sure of that one with the left hand off the glass and rim, and he was fouled by Eric Beckman. That's his third, 36-17. Into the game for St. Cecilia for the first time is going to be Ryan Sheehy, the 6'3 junior. Zach Stirrup goes out. Zach missed a couple inside there, and Blaine's going to get a little rest to collect his thoughts a little bit. Seeley's free throw's up and good. Three-point play for Dalton. He has nine, 37-17. So St. Cecilia for the third time leads by 20. And they had this game in control at this point, leading by 20. Front court, Zach Toby for Lincoln Lutheran. They see a man-to-man all evening long. Again, they give up less than 40 points a game, and they're on par for that tonight. Shelton in the corner now to Hassler. Hassler inside. Shot put up by Logan Wackel. It's good. He will go to the line and try to complete a three-point play. Logan Wackel with his first field goal earns the shot at the free throw line. Joe Ryan picks up the foul, and Logan Wackel try to complete the three-point play, 37-19. Lincoln Lutheran being more aggressive inside with their guards this half. Free throw up good, three-point play for Wackel, 37-20. St. Cecilia has dominated inside, using their height and muscle power inside. Pass inside to Getter, tries to dish to Ryan, goes through a maze of players, and it's off a Warrior. It'll stay with the Blue Hawks. 6:19 to go, third quarter. St. Cecilia leading 37-20. And they have not been threatened since going on that 11-point run, getting up in the contest and taking control of the game. Seeley for three, and it's good. 12 for Seeley to lead back to 20 at 40-20. Three ball by Seeley has all six Blue Hawk points this quarter. Jason Hassler into the offensive zone for Lincoln Lutheran with a left-handed dribble, now with a right hand. Seeley with the defense, right side. Logan Wackel, Wackel to the baseline, double team, back out to Beckman. Beckman top of the key to Connor Shelton, takes the shot from there, going to be off, no good. Gettert clears for St. Cecilia. Gettert on the run to Ryan on the left wing. Ryan reverses back out to Schwenka. Bo into the lane, puts up a runner, shot up, going to be off there, no good, but a foul going to be called on Lincoln Lutheran. Bo Schwenka to the line to shoot two. Now going to be calling Jason Hassler. That's his third. Oshwenka to shoot two. He has 10. Gettert has 10. Seeley has 12 for St. Cecilia. Oshwenka to the line to shoot two for St. Cecilia. 40-20. Blue Hawks, free throw up and good. 11 for Bull. Zach Sturb will check back in for Ryan Sheehy for St. Cecilia. So Sturb gets a brief rest. Zach back in. St. Cecilia girls beat Lutheran 51-40. The first game tonight. 10th win of the year for the Hawkettes. Second free throw up and good by Schwenke. He has a dozen. And St. Cecilia's largest lead now at 22. Into the game, Jesse Toby, the senior, replacing Eric Beckman. Eric has to go out with three fouls and 2 points. The 6'4 junior leads the team in scoring at about 9 a contest. Logan Wackel also checks out of the basketball game. And in is Zach Weimer, a 6'2 sophomore. First appearance for young Zach. Zach Weimer into the game for Lincoln Lutheran. 42-20, Blue Hawks. 5:35 and running in the third quarter. Jesse Toby with it. Shelton at the baseline. Cut off there. Gives up his dribble. Double team. Loops the pass back out to Jason Hassler. Hassler for the Warriors to Zach Toby. Top of the key to Shelton. Gets a screen. Takes a 16-footer. No good. The long rebound goes to the free throw line. It's tipped into the air and grabbed by Dalton Seeley. Seeley grabs it. Score into the offensive zone to Stirrup. Zach underneath, and he's manhandled under there by Zach Weimer. So Zach comes off the bench and gets his foul, and Zach Stirrup to the line. And Lutheran coach Eric Alloway must have said, do not let Zach Stirrup get such easy shots under there. Zach has had trouble finishing these shots underneath. He has only one field goal, and he misses that first free throw. He's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 42-20 is the score. Stirrup's second free throw is up, and this one's going to be short. No good. Misses them both. Thanks to see ya. 3 out of 5 from the line this quarter. Lutheran basketball in their offensive zone. 3 minutes gone in the third quarter. 42-20 Blue Hawks. Connor Shelton with it for Lincoln Lutheran. To Hassler. Jason with it between the rings. Top the key left wing now to Zach Toby. To Shelton. Connor with it. Gets his man in the air but doesn't have the shot. To Hassler. Jason with it. Seeley with the defense there. Top of the key pass to Zach Toby. Upside to Shelton. Shelton spins right of the free throw line. Back out to Toby to the baseline. Shot blocked out of bounds by Gettert. Toby's shot blocked out of bounds by Paul Gettert. Stays with the Warriors with 4:29 to go in the third quarter. Philip Hamburger, the sophomore, checks in for St. Cecilia. Out goes Bo Schwenka. Go out of there with 12 points. Zach Toby to throw it in for Lincoln Lutheran. Still on the throw, gets it inbounds to Hassler. Inside, tipped away and stolen by Seeley. Turnover on Lincoln Lutheran. Front court is Dalton. Seeley shovels it into the lane to Gettert. His shot rolls off there, no good. Gettert tries to get his own rebound. Can't save it from going out of bounds. It's off the Blue Hawks. It goes to Lincoln Lutheran. 42-20. Ethan Wackel in there for Jason Hassler for Lincoln Lutheran. Nope, Jason's not going to go out. Supposed to be Zach Toby, so Toby will go out. Hassler stays in for Coach Eric Alloway and the Lincoln Lutheran Warriors. 4:19 to go, third quarter. 42-20. Warriors have the ball in the backcourt. It is Jason Hassler controlling. Hassler across the timeline. Jason with it into the offensive zone to the baseline. Double team there, puts up the shot. Going to be deflected and grabbed by Stirrup, and he's fouled after he grabs the rebound. Stirrup fouled on the play. Jesse Toby with the foul. That's the fourth team foul. St. Cecilia has committed only one foul. The Blue Hawks lead by 22. Halfway through the third quarter, they've given up only 20 points. The defense on the season gives up only 35. The St. Cecilia again playing another great defensive ballgame. Inside to Stirrup. He turns. He's hit on the arm on the play. Zach Weimer picks up his second foul. He's come off the bench and has committed his second foul in Stirrup. They say before the shot, so a not shooting situation. St. C inbound. Inside to Stirrup. Spins in the lane, and he's manhandled again. Zach Weimer coming off the bench, and they're just grabbing Zach Stirrup inside the lane. And that's the second on Weimer. The previous play must have not been a foul. Must have been just knocked out of bounds off Weimer. There's Seeley in the lane scoring. That's only the second foul on Weimer, but Stirrup is getting grabbed inside. It's now 44-20. And Seeley scores there. That's eight this quarter for Dalton and 14 in the game. Connor Shelton to the baseline. Cut off there, back out to Weimer. Puts up a 13-footer in and out. No good. Tipped around and grabbed by Jason Hassler with the offensive rebound. One of the few on the night for Lincoln Lutheran. His shot from three is no good. Grabbed by Ryan. One of the few offensive rebounds on the evening for Lincoln Lutheran. Hamburger has it. Luck will slow it up a little bit. 3:09 and running in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leads 44-20. Ryan with it right side to Hamburger. Inside to Gettert. He will shoot and score. Gettert just too strong inside there. He has 12. 46-20. St. Cecilia by 26. Jesse Toby for Lincoln Lutheran. Top of the key to Connor Shelton. Connor with it. Backs it back out. Pass goes to Ethan Wackel, the senior. Right side to Weimer. Inside shot put up off the glass and rim is going to be no good by Toby. Grabbed by St. Cecilia. Hamburger, front court pass now to Gettert. He will drive, shoot, and it will roll out. No good, but he's fouled on the play. Paul Gettert with a head of steam took that ball and one stride put it up. It rolled out, but he was fouled on the play. So Toby picks up his fourth foul. And Paul Gettert will go to the line and shoot two. Gettert has 12. He's 2 out of 2 from the line. Gettert coming in up the average to 10.4 points a game for Paul. Misses the first. Matt Kissinger, Simon Ostrander in. Dalton Seeley out. Joe Ryan out for the Blue Hawks. Alex Klein, a 6'4 senior, in for Zach Weimer for Lincoln Lutheran. Paul Gettert will shoot the second free throw. This one is up, and this one's going to be good. 13 for Gettert. 47-20. St. Cecilia continues to just pull away in this game, keeping control of the contest. It's 47-20. 2:20 to go in the third quarter. The Warriors in the offensive zone with the basketball. Connor Shelton has it. Kissinger on the defense there. Connor Shelton back to Jason Hassler. Hassler, the 5'11 senior for Lincoln Lutheran, gives up his dribble. Pass is deflected by Philip Hamburger, but Lincoln Lutheran grabs it and there's a pass to Shelton and a foul call on Matt Kissinger of St. Cecilia. Warriors to inbound far sideline. Only the second team foul on St. Cecilia with 2:03 to go in the third quarter. Ethan Wachtel, the senior. Wachtel to inbound, and he does to Jason Hassler. For Lincoln Lutheran, the Warriors have the basketball, but they're down by a bunch here, 47-20. Hassler has the basketball. Ostrander with the defense there. Jason to his left with the dribble, gives it up to Ethan Wachtel. Wachtel into the lane. Dishes off, a shot put up from 12 feet is going to be no good by Jesse Toby. Stirrup grabs it to Hamburger. Blue Hawks want to run, outlet pass to Gettert. Back to Kissinger, shot up off the glass and rim and good. Gettert assist, Kissinger basket, first field goal. And St. Cecilia runs the break to perfection. Four guys touch it and Kissinger scores 49-20. Hassler with it, inside to Toby. Jesse shot up, will be off the glass and rim and good. Jesse Toby with his fourth point. 49-22. St. Cecilia by 27 with 1:10 to go in the third quarter. Gettert now to Kissinger. Right side to Hamburger. Inside to Stirrup. Zach inside the lane. Puts up a short shot. No good. Tip shot by Ostrander's no good. Been grabbed there by Hassler. Jason Hassler controls for Lincoln Lutheran. Front court to Jesse Toby. 50 seconds to go. Third quarter now. Hassler with it. 49-22. Blue Hawks in control. Toby now turns and shoots from seven. No good. Grabbed by Gettert. Two on none for St. Cecilia. Hamburger, an easy drive and score. Fast break score, 4 points for Hamburger. 51-22 and a quick timeout by Lincoln Lutheran. Coach Eric Alloway. And we'll take a timeout here with 37 seconds to go, third quarter at St. Cecilia. 51, Lincoln Lutheran 22, back in 30 seconds.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings. Call 461-4465.
37 seconds to play in the third quarter, and St. Cecilia's lead is up to 29 points. The Blue Hawks have scored 17 in this quarter. Lincoln Lutheran has scored 8 in the period. And the Blue Hawks have this one well in control as they head to victory number 15. They send out Ostrander and Kissinger, Bassett, and Hamburger, so the four guards, plus Ryan Sheehy. So no starters on the floor for St. Cecilia. They'll be on defense here, final 37 seconds of this third quarter. St. Cecilia on the defense here, Lincoln Lutheran with the basketball, and it's Jason Hassler in the offensive zone for Lincoln Lutheran. Right side pass to Ethan Wackel, to Toby, to Alex Klein, who's back in there, to Connor Shelton for three. It'll bounce around and go down. Three-pointer for Connor Shelton. He has 5, and it's 51-25, St. Cecilia by 26. Hamburger now to Chase Bassett. 8 seconds to go to Kissinger, top of the key with 5. Aside to Hamburger, have to take the 3 from there. Going to be short. No good. The rebound grabbed by Lincoln Lutheran with 1 second to go. Shot put up at the buzzer from about 60 feet. Is off the backboard. No good. Just missed there on Lincoln Lutheran, and that's the end of the third quarter. After 3, St. Cecilia 51, Lincoln Lutheran 25. Back with the fourth quarter in 20 seconds.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
St. Cecilia has this one well in hand after three quarters of play. It's 51-25. The Blue Hawks outscore the Warriors 17-11 in the third quarter. And St. Cecilia has the lead of 51-25. 14 for Dalton Seeley in the game, 13 for Paul Gettert, and 12 for Bo Schwenka. St. Cecilia makes another 4 free throws in the third quarter, 4 out of 7 in the third. They are 12 of 18 in the ball game from the free throw line. Lincoln Lutheran has shot only 1 free throw and made it. Warriors have the ball to start this fourth quarter with Zach Toby out there, along with Connor Shelton, Eric Beckman, Logan Wackel, and Jason Hassler. Steal there by Seeley. Seeley's back in the game with Schwenka, Ryan, Gettert, and Stirrup. The starters in for St. Cecilia. Seeley drives and scores with the left hand. 16 for Seeley. 53-25. St. Cecilia's lead up to 28. They've led by as many as 29. But again, they have this one well in control. And we'll see how long the starters last here. There's a shot up and good by Logan Wackel. He has 5. 53-27. We'll see how long the starters go. They'll probably play a little bit of this fourth quarter. St. Cecilia will get ready for their next week of 3 games. Gettert drives, shoots, and scores. Paul Gettert with 15. 55-27, quick timeout there, Eric Alloway for Lincoln Lutheran. He's got to be about out of timeout. We'll take a timeout with 7:06 to go in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 55, Lincoln Lutheran 27, back in 30 seconds.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
55-27 high school basketball here tonight on ESPN 1550 KICS Radio. Hastings, Nebraska, St. Cecilia with the big lead here in the fourth quarter. Played just over a minute. Beckman for Lincoln Lutheran will put up the jump hook and score. Eric Beckman with a shot over Zach Stirrup. He has 4. 55-29. Beckman 6'4". He used to score at about 9 a game, has only 4, but Stirrup at 6'10 has 6 inches on Eric, and he has got a couple of field goals to go down. There's a pass. St. Cecilia in the front court, off Ryan, but it goes to Seeley. Seeley down to Schwenka, going to be behind Bo. Bo headed for the bucket. Dalton released the basketball, and Bo was headed in the wrong direction there. So the miscommunication. Dalton couldn't bring it back on the string and back into his hand, so the Blue Hawks turn it over. They've done a good job with that tonight. Under double figures on turnovers tonight. Beckman will drive, dish off to Shelton. A 10-footer's no good. Stirrup clears to Schwenka. Bow for St. Cecilia into the offensive zone to our right here. Passes to Ryan, left alone for three from the wing. Ryan shot up and good nothing but net. Joe Ryan with five. And it's 58-29. Double the score have the Blue Hawks. Their second 29-point lead in the game. There's a shot put up from the wing by Logan Wackel is no good. Seeley clears for St. Cecilia. 5:50 clock running. I think either team's going to call too many more timeouts in this one, and we're going to see not everybody who's suited up in this one before it's over. 58-29. St. Cecilia with the commanding lead. Stirrup with it front court. Into Stirrup. Drives in the lane. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound shot by Gettert is good. Two defenders go over on Zach Stirrup and Paul Gettert there to collect that garbage and score. He has 17. Beckman drives, reverse layup, shot short, no good. Affected there by Stirrup and grabbed by Gettert. Gettert to Schwenka, 60-29. St. Cecilia with the lead. To Seeley, 5:14, clock running in the fourth and final quarter. Joe Ryan with it. St. Cecilia now runs the offense against this man-to-man defense, just slowing things up a little bit, working on some things offensively here. Seeley has it deep in the left wing. Pass inside to Stirrup. Reverse layup. Good. Stirrup got away from his defender, and he had to take that pass. Reverse layup. 62-29. Six for Zach. Front court is Jason Hassler. Hassler goes to his left. Well, shot blocked out of bounds by Dalton Seeley. So Hassler got away from Seeley a little bit, but Dalton recovers enough and gets the block. In the basketball game, Spencer Zissett for the first time for the Blue Hawks. The 5'10 senior going out is Joe Ryan. So Zissett into the basketball game. Joe leads with five. We'll see if Joe's done for the night. 4:42 to go. Connor Shelton to Hassler for three. It bounces out. No good. The rebound to Schwenka. Bo Schwenka for St. Cecilia to Seeley. Dalton across the timeline into the offensive zone to our right. 62-29. So St. Cecilia looks like they're going to keep Lincoln Lutheran under the 40 points. Seeley drives and scores. 18. Way too easy on that offensive zone for Lincoln Lutheran. The Warriors want this one to be over with. It's 64-29. St. Cecilia with the commanding lead. I think it's 35, if I can add that much. 29 and 35, I believe 64. Beckman shot air ball, rebounded by Hassler. Back out to Connor Shelton. He drives. Bounce pass back out to Ethan Walls for the Warriors. Inside to Beckman. Eric with it. Earns a couple of dribbles. Double team back out to Hassler. Hassler for the Warriors will drive, put up the shot, and score. Jason Hassler's been a bright spot with 11 for Lincoln Lutheran. He has 11 points in this game, the only player in double figures for Lincoln Lutheran. It's 64-31. 3:33 to go in the ball. And Spencer Zissett with it for St. Cecilia to Dalton Seeley. Seeley now to Zach Stirrup, the big 6'10 guy, top of the key, inside to Schwenka, underneath to Gettert, and he scores. Nice assist for Bo Schwenk, a timeout on the floor, 19 points for Gettert. 3:21 to go in the ball game. Timeout on the floor, St. Cecilia, 66. Lincoln Lutheran, 31. We're back in 30 seconds.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
The starters are gone for St. Cecilia as they lead 66-31. They're out of the game. They scored 60 of the 66 points, 19 for Gettert, 18 for Seeley, 12 for Schwenka, 6 for Stirrup, 5 for Joe Ryan. Philip Hamburger's out there along with Spencer Zissett and also Chase Bassett, Ryan Sheehy, and into the game is Mike Hannon, the 5'11 Sapa. First time for Mike on the floor. And Lincoln Lutheran will get some other people into the ball game. They have Zach Justice, a 6'1 junior, out on the basketball floor. Keaton Klein, who's played a little bit, he's out there. Ethan Wackel's on the floor for the Warriors. 3 minutes to go. It's 66-31. Taylor Catt, a 5'11 junior, also on the floor for Lincoln Lutheran. They have the ball. Jesse Toby's out there. He's played quite a bit. There's a shot in the air, going to bounce around, not go down for Keaton Klein. It's out of bounds off of a Warrior. It goes to the Blue Hawks. Well, St. Cecilia will get victory number 15 on the year. They'll be 15-1. Lincoln Lutheran will fall to 5-10 on the season, and St. Cecilia will have their week of Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic, and Omaha Scott Catholic next week, and they'll be 15-1 heading into that. Hannon with it for the Blue Hawks to Zissett. Spencer now to Hamburger. 2.5 minutes to go to Ryan Sheehy. Back to Hamburger. Left side to Hannon. Mike, one dribble, gives it up on the right side. Now it's passed inside to Sheehy. Tipped away from him and stolen out of there by Jesse Toby. Toby with the steal loses it to Hamburger, and he loses it back to Ethan Wackel, and St. Cecilia fouls in the backcourt. 2:17 to go. Blue Hawk foul, only their fourth of the half. So a non-shooting situation. Mike Hannon picks up the foul. 66-31. Zach Weimer back in the game for Jesse Toby. As the Warriors have their starters out of the game also. Jason Hassler led the way with 11. Had a pretty good performance offensively there for the Warriors, but St. Cecilia just grabs that lead in the first quarter and just as the proverbial never look back. There's a shot put up. It goes out of bounds. It's well short, and it is off Ethan Wackel. Ethan's shot not close to the hoop. Might have been deflected. St. Cecilia controls in the backcourt. Just under 2 minutes to go in the ballgame, 66-31. Philip Hamburger into the offensive zone for the Blue Hawks. Right side to Mike Hannon. Hannon now top of the key to Spencer Zissett. To Chase Bass at top of the key. Now Ryan Shee steps out and gets the ball to Hamburger into the lane. Hop step, shot put up by Phil. It's going to be rolling off there. No good. They battle for it in the baseline off of a Blue Hawk and out of bounds. It goes to Lincoln Lutheran with 1:38 to go. Micah Edding, a 5'7 freshman. So Micah Edding gets out there, the 5'7 freshman. The freshman gets in the ballgame. I think Micah was Lincoln Lutheran player, didn't have the warm-up jacket. The freshman not given the warm-up jacket in the warm-ups. Gets to play, though, tonight. They'd see us send Simon Ostrander into the basketball game and Matt Kissinger for the Blue Hawks. 1:33 to go and 66-31. Warriors with the basketball. Zach Weimer with the ball in the corner now to Micah Edding, the freshman. Gives it up now to Taylor Catt. Catt on the baseline. Shot put up and good this time by Zach Justice. Justice with the field goal. 66-33. St. Cecilia with the lead. They have the ball. It's Matt Kissinger with 1:07 to go in the ball game. We're playing the final couple of minutes out here. St. Cecilia rolling to victory number 15. Sheehy to Hamburger. To Kissinger, left side to Bassett. To the baseline. Runner up there is going to be no good. Grabbed by Sheehy. Shot put up. It'll go down, and he's fouled. And Ryan Sheehy with the field goal in one. So Sheehy gets the bucket. 68-33. St. Cecilia. We'll have Ryan Sheehy at the line shoot the free throw, trying to complete this three-point play. 68-33, 53 seconds to go. Sheehy's free throw is no good. Grabbed by Taylor Capp. Capp for the Warriors to Keaton Klein. Keaton Klein into the scoring zone, guarded by Ostrander. 40 seconds to go. There's a whistle away from the basketball. And an offensive foul going to be called away from the ball on Lincoln Lutheran. And it's called on Taylor Capp. So the basketball goes to St. Cecilia on the offensive foul. 68-33 with 41 seconds to go. We'll play the final 40 seconds, and Philip Hamburger will slowly walk it to the timeline and get it across that timeline for the Blue Hawks as we'll play out the final 30 seconds. Ostrander with it, gets the screen into the lane, dishes off to Kissinger. Matt back out to Ostrander. 22 seconds to go. Ostrander into the lane. Dishes to Bassett. 13-footer is going to be in and out. No good. A battle for the baseline. Grabbed by Weimer of Lincoln Lutheran. He hits the floor and is called for traveling. So Zach grabbed the basketball, then slipped and went to the floor and traveled back to St. Cecilia. 15 seconds to go. 68-33. Blue Hawks. And down it to Ostrander. Puts up a left-handed shot up over his head and good. Circus shot there by Simon Ostrander. Make it 70-33. And a foul in the front court on St. Cecilia with 5 seconds to go. So the Blue Hawks have missed a couple of dunks in this game. Simon Ostrander with the circus shot. Back to the basket. Flipped it up over his head with the left hand. And it went down for his only field goal of the game. And Kissinger, Matt Kissinger, was fouled for St. Cecilia. He'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1 foul on Lincoln Lutheran. So Matt has a chance to get in the books here. It's 70-33. We have 5 seconds to play. Kissinger has 2 points. First free throw's good. He has three. 71-33. Saint Cecilia are going to come out of this with a big, big victory to win their 15th of the season. Matt's second free throw will be bouncing out. No good. The rebound by Weimer. And that's going to be the ball game. Lincoln Lutheran into the front court. Can't get a shot off. And Saint Cecilia wins it by the score of 71-33. The Blue Hawks 71, the Warriors 33. We'll talk about this one in 90 seconds.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia wins this doubleheader over Lincoln Lutheran. The girls game 51-40, and the boys game just completed. St. Cecilia with the domination almost the entire basketball game. They win it by the score of 71-33. This ball game was tied at 2-4-6. And when we were tied at 6, St. Cecilia went on an 11-point run, led 15-6. Led 15-8 after the first quarter. St. Cecilia kept expanding the lead out in the second quarter of play. Got it up to 30-10 at the 4:12 mark. Led at halftime 34-14. St. Cecilia then controlled the game in the second half. Also led 51-25 after three quarters. Had the lead up to 60-29. Then 66-31 with 3:21 to go. Won the game 71-33. Kind of get the picture. The Blue Hawks took over at the 6-6 tie mark in the first quarter, and then up until halftime outscored Lincoln Lutheran 28-8, led 34-14 at halftime, and the basketball game was, for all intents and purposes, over then as St. Cecilia went on to win it by the score of 71-33. A great defensive effort, a great rebounding effort, a great offensive effort by the Blue Hawks. They hold Lincoln Lutheran to 33. That's under their season average, and they score over their season average of 70-57 with 71 here tonight. Controlled the boards. It was usually one and done for Lincoln Lutheran. Didn't get many offensive rebounds. St. Cecilia didn't turn the ball over very much. You get the picture. St. Cecilia played well in all aspects. They won the game 71-33. Three players in double figures, 19 for Paul Gettert, 18 for Dalton Seeley, 12 for Bo Schwenka, 6 for Zach Sturr, 5 for Joe Ryan as the starters scored 60 of the 71 points, 4 for Philip Hamburger, 2 for Simon Ostrander, 3 for Matt Kissinger, 2 for Ryan Sheehy. And St. Cecilia also had Spencer Zissa with playing time. He didn't score. Chase Bassett, Mike Hannon also played but didn't score. 19 for Gettert, 18 for Seeley, 12 for Bo Schwenka, 6 for Zach Stirrup, and 5 for Joe Ryan for St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks 13 out of 21 from the free throw line, 34 points the first half, 37 in the second, 71 in the game. Jason Hassler had 11 to lead the way for Lincoln Lutheran, 5 for Connor Shelton, 5 for Logan Wackel, 4 each for Eric Beckman and Jesse Toby, and 2 apiece for Alex Klein and Zach Justice as St. Cecilia controlled the basketball game for the most part and won it 71-33. 14 first-half points, 19 second-half points for Lincoln Lutheran. St. Cecilia outscored to Lincoln Lutheran in every quarter, 15-8 in the first, 19-6 in the second, 17-11 in the third, and 20-8 in the fourth. And St. Cecilia wins at 71-33. They are 15-1 on the season. Lincoln Lutheran falls to 5-10 on this season. So the final scores here tonight, St. Cecilia wins them both. A reminder, stay tuned. We'll have the player of the game program. We'll talk to you about the players of the game for St. Cecilia in this doubleheader. Then the coaches post-game show. We hope to hear from Kevin Asher, the boys basketball coach for St. Cecilia. So the final scores here in this doubleheader at Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia wins them both over Lincoln Lutheran. In the girls' game, St. Cecilia 51, Lincoln Lutheran 40. In the boys' contest, the Blue Hawks 71, the Warriors 33. Stay tuned. The player of the game program is up next.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the ESPN Radio 1550 KICS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The post-game shows are coming up next on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got, or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
And now we head back to the gym for the player of the game on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS.
Welcome back to Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia wins them both over Lincoln Lutheran here tonight. Excuse me, folks. As we say, we're battling a cough. Excuse me. St. Cecilia wins them both, 51-40 in the girls, 71-33 in the boys. In the girls' contest, Lexi Schmidt with 15, Abby Jackson with 11. For the Hawkettes, as they led just about all the ball game and never trailed, in fact, and Lincoln Lutheran wasn't able to get the game tied or get ahead, and St. Cecilia won it by 11. St. Cecilia breaks away from a 6-6 game tie in the boys' game and leads it by 20 at halftime, wins it by, 38 points, 71-33. 19 for Paul Gettert, 18 for Dalton Seeley, 12 for Bo Schwenka in the contest as the Blue Hawks roll to their 15th win of the year. We'll name our St. Cecilia players of the game right after this.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
Okay, our players of the game tonight in the girls' game, we're going to give it to Lexi Schmidt. She had 15, really worked well inside, had 11 at halftime for the Blue Hawks. Lexi was also 7 out of 8 from the free throw line, 15 for Lexi Schmidt, and she'll be our girls' player of the game for St. Cecilia. On the boys' side, kind of the guys that kind of got this thing going for St. Cecilia in that first half of play, Paul Gettert and Bo Schwenka are going to give one to each one of those guys. Now, Schwenka had 5 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. He was opening things up from the outside for the inside game. Gettert had 10 at halftime, ended up with 19. Bo had 10 at halftime, ended up with 12. So those two guys are going to share the player of the game. They'll each get a certificate for their performances here tonight. Paul Gettert and Bo Schwenka are St. Cecilia boys players of the game tonight. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is up next.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling.
Game by the score of 71-33 after also taking the girls' game. And Kevin Asher joins us on the coaches' post-game show, the head coach of the St. Cecilia Bluehawks. So victory number 15, Coach. It's kind of hard to say, a bit of a slow start. It was tied at 2-4-6, but at that point you go on an 11-point run. Never really looked back, but your ball club plays very well in all aspects of the game tonight. I'm sure you got to be pretty happy with things.
Yeah, we felt we needed to do a few things here and there that we worked on this week in practice. We wanted to push the ball and tempo a little bit more. We thought we'd been too much 5-on-5 down the floor. I thought we did a nice job of that. We got some runouts. So that was good to see. And then, our post spacing, little things like that. Did we get better cuts to the basket off of our posts and things like that? So, yeah, overall, a good effort, and our kids played well defensively.
Yeah, you surely noticed that you were really more aggressive offensively, heading for the hoop, and you were trying to work the ball inside, of course, to get to your big people. But heading for the hoop by everybody was good tonight. You really that was a plan, wasn't it?
Yeah, and offensively, at times we probably got a little stagnant, and that's definitely the coach's fault. We need to do a better job of getting our kids spaced. And since we did have this week of preparation, it was nice to take a look at some things, and we think our kids maybe understand now a little bit more why we're what we need to do. And as long as they go out and execute a game plan, we told them in the locker room, we're not pretty at every aspect every night, and sometimes it's a mentality thing, but I thought they were ready to play, and they really showed a lot of energy.
Yeah, and if you're not so sharp, as we've talked before, if you're not so sharp maybe offensively or not being aggressive enough, it may not even be realizing it, a defense can kind of turn things around for you too. And again, you hold a team to 33 tonight. That's under your season average, and again, defense oh so solid again tonight.
Yeah, you just always got to, that should never ever change. As long as you understand the way you're going to guard ball screens, the way you're going to guard the down screens, are you going to switch things? And our kids were doing exactly what we wanted to. They had a couple guys on the floor that were really playmakers for them, and they had three air balls that ended up in somebody's hands for putbacks, and those are hard things too, and that's the way the ball bounces sometimes in this game. So I thought our kids were there and ready to go, so it was very satisfying.
And you really help each other well on the defense, Coach, because the guys out on the perimeter, the guards and maybe Dalton, know that they got their backs covered inside with Zach and Paul. They know if they would happen to make a mistake, they're going to be covered inside. So the entire defensive effort as a team is really good too.
Yeah, you say you play man-to-man. We try to emphasize team man-to-man.
Yeah,
it's just
yeah.
So tough to be out there all on an island and not know if you got help here, if you got where you're supposed to be pushing the basketball. And, our kids, the communication wasn't probably as strong as it could have been, but we did a good job in different phases where we thought, hey, we got to really pick it up and, communicate, help each other out. And, when you play 13 kids in a ball game and everyone contributes in a different way, we even had some nice jobs of just setting screens and the other guy gets shots, and things like that. So, well-rounded. Good for going into next week.
And I think you got to be pretty happy, Coach, with the – I don't think you turned the ball over too many times tonight. You're under 10 on average, and that was good too. And when you get the running and going up and down the floor, you could have a tendency maybe to do that, but took good care of the ball tonight.
We valued it, and we talked about it. We had 19 last week against Grand Island Central Catholic, and a lot of those were a tribute to their fantastic defense. But, I don't think we should have 19 turnovers, just a couple of them we can take care of. And I think – the early stats say we have four, and anytime you get that many more possessions in a game, you're hard to stop. We got decent athletes, and they do a great job of getting the people the ball in the right spot. And we had to shoot a real high percentage tonight too, because we had some easy shots.
I know after the victory at Grand Island Central Catholic last week, you had the week to get ready for this one, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up next week. And of course, it's a big three-game week, but you had the week to get ready. And I know you wanted to come out and play well today to keep that momentum going into next week, and your guys certainly did that. There was no problem from that aspect. I know you wanted to see your kids play well, and they did.
You're right. We talked a lot about practice this week. Wednesday was our best practice of the season. We talked about Thursday's practice. Can we come back and have another good practice? Thursday's practice was strong. Yesterday's preparation practice was strong. You have to have that. When you get this time of the year, you have to make your kids understand that, you know, you don't want anybody to think, well, we're at a satisfying point or a point where we can just get complacent, because about the time you do that, somebody gets you. And we knew in this next 7-day stretch we had 4 basketball games, so we had to be prepared, because there's not a lot of conditioning, it's just mental preparation and understanding that, you know, you've got a Lincoln Lutheran coming in, and then you've got these 3 basketball games coming up next week.
Yeah, it should be one heck of a week. Hopefully it's going to be a lot of fun for all concerned and for your guys. They just go out and play their game, and they go to Adams Central on Tuesday, a one-loss team. They're in the championship tonight of their tournament. A Grand Island Central Catholic up at GICC. It'll be a rematch from a week ago on Friday, and then Omaha Scott Catholic out the Hoops Classic next Saturday. That's 3 pretty good ball games. That's one heck of a week of competition, I tell you. It should be just a great week, and it's really a challenge for your kids. And I'm sure they're ready for it, though. They love these kind of things.
It is. And it's you said the word fun in there, and sometimes we take this a little bit too serious.
Yeah.
You know, and these kids understand that. We talked about this week is just going to be great, in the fact that if you're not prepared, you can get your tail kicked in, and then you're going to feel real bad about not being prepared. So, you know, we schedule this week, and sometimes we think, well, are we crazy? But no, this time of the year, you've got to be ready to play a week full of high-intensity, high-level games, and then regroup a little bit and get ready for your districts the next week. So it's important to our kids that we play high-level games. You know, I think they'll understand the preparation aspect, and it's a good week. You know, Adams Central's a really good basketball team. Central Catholic's a really good basketball team, and Scutt's a good basketball team. But you know, we're there for the challenge, and the atmospheres will be great.
It should be. They are all on the road, so to speak. The one in Grand Island, I guess, could be called a neutral floor. But they are on the road. You're going to have to hit the bus. So that's the same kind of situation. You reach tournament time, too. So from that aspect, got to get ready to play on the road, don't they?
It is. You know, we talked to our seniors. You got one home game left in another week, but this week will be one that you'll really remember because of the fact that the crowds and the atmosphere and things like that. So we'll get our kids prepared. You know, they'll be mentally focused. This group's a veteran group that's been through a lot of exciting situations in their high school career with big crowds and adversity and things like that. And as long as we're mentally tough, it comes down to mental toughness a lot of times. And I think, you know, they've been groomed pretty good in the last 2 or 3 years. And this season they've played some solid opponents. So it should be a fun week.
15th win of the year tonight, a 71-32 great performance by your kids, Coach. And I guess maybe you're going to have maybe Dalton and Zach work on the dunk shot. They each missed one tonight. It just so happens 2-1 game is something else, but just a little too strong to the hoop. But that was part of that aggressive play of this.
It is
tonight. So good game though all around, and appreciate it, Coach.
It is. You bet. We appreciate your help, Blaine. And if you've got any of those dunk tips from your high school days, you know, you maybe could get us a highlight video out, because we told our kids change your mentality a little bit when you're going to the hoop, and they did. You know, that's our first attempts in a long time, so we want that mentality. And any help you got, we could sure use it.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lot of good advice for Dalton and Zach, Coach. Thanks for the invitation, though.
All right, appreciate your help.
Thanks, Coach. Kevin Asher, boys basketball coach of the Saints. See, Blue Hawks, they win it 71-32. We'll be back to wrap things up right after this time out on the Coach's Post Game Show.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips that sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Your boys go on a 28-8 run the last quarter and a half of the first half, breaking a 6-6 tie, leading by 20 at halftime, and go on to defeat Lincoln Lutheran in our second game of our doubleheader here tonight, 71-33. The Blue Hawks, with the victory, get 19 from Paul Gettert, 18 from Dalton Seeley, 12 from Bo Schwenka. Saints of Sea, and now 15-1 on the basketball season. Lincoln Lutheran drops to 5-9. On the season. In the girls' contest, it was Saint Cecilia beating Lincoln Lutheran 51-40, 15 for Lexi Schmidt, 11 for Abby Jackson, as the Hawkettes are now 10-7 on the year. For the St. Cecilia girls, they will end their regular season next week. It's the last week of the regular season for the Hawkettes. They'll play at Adams Central Tuesday. They'll host a very good Sutton team on Thursday, and their sub-district begins on Monday, February the 15th. For the St. Cecilia Bluehawks, as we talked with Coach Asher, what a week next week. The boys play at Adams Central. Adams Central in the finals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament tonight against Ravenna at 8 o'clock. And that is a one-loss team. That game is underway, a championship game. And then on next Friday night, St. Cecilia goes to Grand Island Central Catholic to take on the team they beat by 3 points in the finals of the Centennial Conference Tournaments last week. Then next Saturday night, St. Cecilia takes on the point leader in Class B, Omaha Scut Catholic. They have, what, two or three losses this season only. That'll be over at the Hoops Classic at the Grand Island Special Events Center next Saturday night. So what a week for the St. Cecilia boys coming up next week and the end of the regular season with Adams Central and Sutton for the St. Cecilia girls. So a very busy week for the St. Cecilia teams next week. Final scores and other games from around the city and area. Hastings College women beat Briarcliff 70-64. Hastings College men beat Briarcliff 96-81. The Adams Central girls lost to Wood River 49-35 in the consolation game of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. Adams Central playing Ravenna for the boys' championship. That game underway at Kearney Catholic High School. You can hear it on Classic Hits 98.9. Silver Lake girls won the Twin Valley Conference girls' basketball tournament, beating Lawrence Nelson 29-17. Blue Hill and Lawrence Nelson currently playing for the boys' title at Donovan Trumbull. That game is on the Breeze 94.5 KLIQ FM. The Nebraska men's basketball team lost at Kansas 75-64. The Nebraska women stay unbeaten, beating Texas A&M 71-60. Well, we'll have basketball, of course, on our family of stations of Platte River Radio for you next week. We'll have the Adams Central St. Cecilia doubleheader on KHAS Radio this coming Tuesday night and give you the rest of the week when that is finalized on Monday. But you can rest assured that that Adams Central St. Cecilia game will be on KHAS on Tuesday night. Okay, we're finished here, Mr. Beam. Brad Beam, our engineer, we appreciate all his help, and thanks everyone for listening. Again, the final scores in this high school basketball doubleheader in the girls' game, Hastings St. Cecilia 51, Lincoln Lutheran 40. In the boys' contest, the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia 71, the Warriors of Lincoln Lutheran 33. For Brad Beam, I'm Blaine Bulis. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Give them a call at 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on ESPN Radio 1550 KICS. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.